Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 515. My name is Steve Webb. What's yours? I'm your host. If this is your first time here, I'm so glad you decided to join us. We've been expecting you. Who's we? Well, it's those guys over there, the ones that have been around for a while. They're happy to see you too. Thanks for coming back, guys. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and we read the New Testament on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today, our scripture is 2 Corinthians 3 through 5, and our translation is the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Are we beginning to praise ourselves again? Some people need letters that speak well of them. Do we need those kinds of letters, either to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter. You are written on our hearts. Everyone knows you and reads you. You make it clear that you are a letter from Christ. You are the result of our work for God. You are a letter written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. You are a letter written not on tablets made out of stone, but on human hearts. Through Christ, we can be sure of this because of our faith in God's power. In ourselves, we are not able to claim anything for ourselves. The power to do what we do comes from God. He has given us the power to serve under a new covenant. The covenant is not based on the written law of Moses. It comes from the Holy Spirit. The written law kills, but the Spirit gives life. The law was written in letters on stone. Even though it was a way of serving God, it led to death. But even that way of serving God came with glory. And even though the glory was fading, the people of Israel couldn't look at Moses' face very long. Since all of that is true, won't the work of the Holy Spirit be even more glorious? The law that sentences people to death is glorious. How much more glorious is the work of the Spirit? His work makes people right with God. The glory of the Old Covenant is nothing compared with the far greater glory of the New. The glory of the Old is fading away. How much greater is the glory of the New? It will last forever. Since we have that kind of hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses. He used to cover his face with a veil. That was to keep the people of Israel from looking at his face while the brightness was fading away. But their minds were made stubborn. To this very day, the same veil remains when the Old Covenant is read. The veil has not been removed. Only faith in Christ can take it away. To this very day, when the law of Moses is read, a veil covers the minds of those who hear it. But when anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Holy Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, freedom is also there. Our faces are not covered with a veil. We all display the Lord's glory. We are being changed to become more like Him so that we have more and more glory. And the glory comes from the Lord, who is the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So because of God's mercy, we have work to do. He has given it to us, and we don't give up. Instead, we have given up doing secret and shameful things. We don't twist God's word. In fact, we do just the opposite. We present the truth plainly. In the sight of God, we make our appeal to everyone's sense of what is right and wrong. Suppose our good news is covered with a veil. Then it is veiled to those who are dying. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They can't see the light of the good news of Christ's glory. He is the likeness of God. We do not preach about ourselves. We preach about Jesus Christ. We say that He is Lord, and we serve you because of Him. God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." He made His light shine in our hearts. It shows us the light of God's glory in the face of Christ. Treasure is kept in clay jars. In the same way, we have the treasure of the good news in these earthly bodies of ours. That shows that the mighty power of the good news comes from God. It doesn't come from us. We are pushed hard from all sides, but we're not beaten down. We are bewildered, but that doesn't make us lose hope. Others make us suffer, but God does not desert us. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. We always carry around the death of Jesus in our bodies. In that way, the life of Jesus can be shown in our bodies. We who are alive are always in danger of death because we are serving Jesus, so His life can be shown in our earthly bodies. Death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, and so I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and we also speak. We know that God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, and He will also raise us up with Jesus. He will bring us with you to God in heaven. All of that is for your benefit. God's grace is reaching more and more people, so they will become more and more thankful. They will give glory to God. We don't give up. Our bodies are becoming weaker and weaker, but our spirits are being renewed day by day. Our troubles are small. They only last for a short time, but they are earning for us a glory that will last forever. It is greater than all our troubles. So we don't spend all our time looking at what we can see. Instead, we look at what we can't see. What can be seen lasts only a short time, but what can't be seen will last forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We know that the earthly tent we live in will be destroyed, but we have a building made by God. It is a house in heaven that lasts forever. Human hands did not build it. During our time on earth, we groan. We long to put on our house in heaven as if it were clothing. Then we will not be naked. While we live in this tent of ours, we groan under our heavy load. We don't want to be naked. We want to be dressed with our house in heaven. What must die will be swallowed up by life. God has made us for that very purpose. He has given us the Holy Spirit as a down payment. The Spirit makes us sure of what is still to come. So here is what we can always be certain about. As long as we are at home in our bodies, we are away from the Lord. We live by believing, not by seeing. We are certain about that. We would rather be away from our bodies and at home with the Lord. So we try our best to please Him. We want to please Him whether we are at home in our bodies or away from them. We must all stand in front of Christ to be judged. Each one of us will be judged for the good things and the bad things we do while we are in our bodies. Then each of us will receive what we are supposed to get. We know what it means to have respect for the Lord, so we try to help other people to understand it. What we are is plain to God. I hope it is also plain to your way of thinking. We are not trying to make an appeal to you again, but we are giving you a chance to take pride in us. Then you can answer those who take pride in how people look rather than what is really in their hearts. Are we out of our minds? That is because we want to serve God. Does what we say make sense? That is because we want to serve you. Christ's love controls us. We are sure that one person died for everyone, and so everyone died. Christ died for everyone. He died so that those who live should not live for themselves anymore. They should live for Christ. He died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we don't look at anyone the way the world does. At one time, we looked at Christ in that way, but we don't anymore. Anyone who believes in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. It is all from God. He brought us back to Himself through Christ's death on the cross, and He has given us the task of bringing others back to Him through Christ. God was bringing the world back to Himself through Christ. He did not hold people's sins against them. God has trusted us with a message that people may be brought back to Him. So we are Christ's official messengers. It is as if God were making His appeal through us. Here is what Christ wants us to beg you to do. Come back to God. Christ didn't have any sin, but God made Him become sin for us, so we can be made right with God because of what Christ has done for us. May God bless the reading of His Word. Only God would think of this monumentally improbable plan. Can you imagine giving a diamond ring to someone with the ring wrapped in disgustingly filthy rags? I can't either. If I was going to give a diamond ring to my wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, I would put it in a special little box and wrap the box in the most beautiful paper I could find. And because she loves glitter, I would be sure that there was plenty of glitter on the paper. And I would put a beautiful bow on the box. I'd want her to know that she was about to receive something very special and very valuable, something that unmistakably represents my love and devotion to her, and at the same time shows her how much I value her. That's what I would do. But I'm not God. God did the complete opposite of what I would do. He decided that the greatest and most holy gift the universe has ever seen would be wrapped in weak, marred, and completely unworthy containers. At least, that's what we look like. In reality, because we have chosen to receive that gift, which according to Paul in chapter 4, verse 7, is the good news of salvation through Jesus, to carry that good news in our hearts and communicate it with the world, God sees us not as weak, marred, and completely unworthy containers, but as victorious, perfect, and forgiven messengers. I don't know about you, but that sounds so outlandish that it just might work. Oh, wait a minute. I guess it does have a success record that stretches back over 2,000 years. What are your thoughts? Let me hear from you. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Jeremiah. I hope to see you then. Special thanks to my friendly editor for his support of the show. Stop by support.lifespringmedia to see how you can be a part of the support team. I'd love to have you on board. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.